Come and once again declare the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Lyson, beautiful prayer going up to God on our behalf. And also this wonderful song that we started off with, Brother Hatch gave us. We are thankful to God for that. In Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse number 8, we want to encourage you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you haven't come from the lonesome ways of sin, you can come and be buried with them in baptism for the remission of sins. You can rededicate your life. You can ask for prayer. And you can come place membership right here at Fairview Church of Christ. In Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse number 8, Paul to the Philippian brethren and to each one of us who are present tonight says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. All these things that are good and wholesome are mentioned right here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Things that are honest, true, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there's any value to any of these things, we are to think on them. And we are to be obedient to them. It's good to see those who are out tonight recognizing that the weather is very inclement, but God has blessed us with so many good things. We think on them and we are obedient to them. One thing that God has given us is Jesus Christ. And we think on the fact that Jesus, as I said before, was preordained. Jesus was chosen before time begun to forgive us of our sins and shortcomings. And I think about what God was thinking when he stepped out on nothing and created something. He thought about man and what man should be involved with, things that are true, things that are good, things that are wholesome, things that are pure. But he knew man wasn't going to do that. He knew man would sin. And Isaiah 53 says that sin separates us from God. It alienates us. It causes us to be at odds with God, to where God can't save us unless there's a pure sacrifice offered up on our behalf. And the Bible tells me in Isaiah 59 that because sin separates us from God, and because he's not hearing and he's not touching us with what we need to be touched with, grace, we need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 talks about who hath believed our report and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. For he shall grow up before us as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. Talking about Jesus Christ. So if we are to focus on these good things, we're to be obedient to Jesus. We're obedient to his word. We put him on in baptism for the remission of sins because he is our mediator between God and man. He helps us to think on these good things that are pure and wholesome, of good report, honest. He helps us to have a full belief in those things. Tonight you have the opportunity to put him on in baptism for the forgiveness of sins. You have the opportunity to walk out on faith and to be obedient to the Master. You have the opportunity to rise and walk in the newness of life and to think on these good things that are mentioned right here in Philippians chapter 4 in verses 8 and 9. The Bible says that we must repent of our sins, Luke 13 and 3. I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And again in verse 5, the Bible tells us that we are to confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And he also tells us if we confess him on earth, he'll confess us before his Father, which is in heaven. We have the opportunity to be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins. The Bible tells us in Acts 2:37 and 38 that on the day of Pentecost, some 3,000 walked out and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. A great opportunity tonight to be obedient to the Master. We've heard the word that Jesus was foreordained. We've heard the word that is just as if we've never sinned when we accept Jesus. We've heard the gospel, how we can be glorified if we are obedient and die obedient to God Almighty. Glorified bodies, 1 Corinthians 15. Come to him tonight. Let him add you to his church, Matthew 16, 13 through 19. Come tonight and accept him as your personal Savior or be rededicated to the throne of God. He's calling for us. He's calling for us through Jesus Christ. Be obedient as we stand and sing the song of invitation.